Honestly, my favorite part of doing these might be just picking out intro music. This is Robert, Illini.com. That's not Illini.com, it's Illini.com. Three Fears going into the Indiana game, which, strangely, I'm pretty confident about after writing out my gun-shy fears on Wednesday. But here's the specific fears of this game. Number one, I'm worried Indiana's really going to be up for this game. Main reason being, before the season, in their attempt to get a bowl, they set it up this way. Schedule four nobodies, and I mean nobodies. Nobodies. Get this. Ohio, I looked up the passing defense stats. The best passing defense they've faced besides Ohio State, who's, you know, in the top 25 in passing defense, the best they've faced, I believe, was 96th. And then they faced, like, number 110, 113, 117, something like that. They've faced nobody. But that was by design. They just scheduled four absolute zeros. And then they looked at the schedule and said, okay, we don't have Minnesota this year, so we're going to beat our four nobodies. We're going to beat Illinois. We're going to beat Purdue. And we're going to go to a bowl. So that's their plan. So they're going to be up for this game, thinking we're Illinois. So are we ready? Number two, obviously, the only thing to fear, the only thing we have to fear is their passing game. They're not going to run. Their running back's out for the year. But they have a pretty good quarterback who's been playing for years and has put up great numbers against these patsies. So, you know, I'm worried that Zook said this week that he thinks Chapel's better than any quarterback we've faced, better than Blaine Gabbert, better than Terrell Pryor, better than anybody, better than Kirk Cousins last week. I don't necessarily agree with that, but you know, this guy could go off. He's been doing it a while. He's got good receivers. So, you know, I hope our pass rush and our smile formation nickel defense is ready. I don't know if Steve Holt will be back or if it'll be Patrick Nixon Yeoman in the smile formation, but I just hope we're ready. But third, and this is my main fear, and this is the whole reason I'm nervous about this game, is I'm afraid of that game. And I wrote about this on Wednesday. I'm afraid of, specifically, I'm afraid of the Minnesota game in 2008. You know, we're coming back home after a road loss. Okay, we've got a team we should beat. We should, don't have a very good defense. We should roll over them. And we did roll over Minnesota to the tune of 550 yards to 312. And we lost 27-20. Because we, you know, Dufresne fumbled at our own 8. Juice fumbled on a sack, and Minnesota ran it back for a touchdown. So despite the fact that we went up and down the field at will against Minnesota, we lost because we weren't ready. We came out flat. We came out, you know, just expecting to win, and we lost. So I'm really worried. You know, I'll say it this way. We're probably going to have won that game in the next 6 weeks. I'm hoping it's one of the ones we're kind of expected to lose, maybe at Michigan, maybe at Northwestern, because I really want to just look at this as Minnesota, Indiana, and Purdue at home, win those three, we're in a bowl, and just make it that simple. So my worry is we're going to have that game that suddenly we, you know, they get a field goal on their first drive. Then we get the ball, fumble on the second play, and suddenly they throw it first play into the end zone. It's 10-0. We're playing catch-up. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about that game where suddenly everything's backwards, and it's a fight, and they're fired up and everything else. So, hopeful on this one, but I always have fears. So, go Illini.